This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
In life, we need to bear in mind that there are two aspects. One is the physical, and the other is the spiritual and the metaphysical. One is seen by the eye, that which we witness. When we meet a human being, we see their faces, we see their eyes and their nose and their features and everything else. But there is an aspect to the human being and to our surroundings as well that we don't see with our physical eye. And when it comes to the human being, that is the soul. The soul is present within the person. And we know and acknowledge that this person is alive due to that soul within him. But we don't actually witness it. We know it is there. And the same goes for intellect. If a person were to cut the brain or the head open, we would be able to see the brain. And we know that there are thoughts that run within that brain, but we don't actually see those thoughts and we don't see the intellect. The way we know that that intellect exists is because of the speech that this person has and the speech that this person engages in. So when they talk to us, then we know that this person has intellect. They have a brain. They have thoughts that are going through that brain. And in reality, even in our lives, there are angels around us. There are demons around us. There, in fact, every single person has an angel and a demon appointed to him. And that angel and those demons, they command them to do good and to do evil respectively. So we know that this exists, but we don't actually pay attention to it simply because it is not in the physical sight. But when it comes to the believer, we realize that there is one ultimate and particular point of the unseen that we should be aware of as much as possible, if not at all times. And that is Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. So the hijab, the veil between us and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is simply the life that is within us. It is simply the breath that we take. And if we are to stand at a grave and look at that grave, the only difference between us and that person is that our blood is still running through our veins, our heart is still pumping, our lungs are still taking air in. And the believer realizes that it is only for that to stop and I will be from amongst these people. So, dear brothers and sisters in Islam, none of us are free from the influence of the devil. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us that there is nobody that is not affected by the devil, and there is nobody that does not have, except that he has a devil with him, commanding him to do evil, telling him and influencing him to do bad. And Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal tells us the attitude of a believer when he is commanded by the devil. وَإِمَّا يَنْزَغَنَّكَ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ نَزْغٌ فَاسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ. And when the devil pokes you, when he influences you, when he commands you to do evil, then seek the protection of Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. إِنَّهُ سَمِيعٌ عَلِيمٌ. Indeed, Allah is all hearing and all knowing. Indeed, Allah is all hearing and all knowing. Meaning he hears you when you say, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. I seek refuge in Allah Almighty, the Most Powerful, from Shaytan the Accursed. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hears that, and he is aware of what you are doing and what is going on, and whether you will listen to the devil or you will listen to Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal, whether you will obey the devil or you will obey Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal.
إِنَّ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا إِذَا مَسَّهُمْ طَائِفٌ مِّنَ الشَّيْطَانِ تذكروا فإذا هم مبصرون.
Indeed, those who fear Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal, they have the consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they remember. So there they are fully aware, they are able to see. The word that is used in the ayah is sight. All of a sudden, they have that sight. What is that sight? That is the ability to know and remember that Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal is watching. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hears. And that He is watching me as I make this decision, so I better choose right. فَإِذَا هُمْ مُبْصِرُونَ So they are fully aware of Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. So remember that the promises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have a reward, and the promises of shaytan have a consequence.
Ash-shaytanu ya'idukum al-faqra wa ya'murukum bil-fahsha.
Shaytan, he promises you poverty and he commands you to do immorality.
Wallahu ya'idukum maghfiratan minhu wa fadla.
And Allah, He promises you forgiveness and He promises you increment and more. When a person is about to commit immorality, oftentimes the thought that hits their mind is, this is my opportunity. Let me take it. This person is in front of me. You know what? They're inviting me. So let me go ahead and commit this immorality. It's good. When will I get the chance again to commit immorality with this person? And ever more so, when the phone and our devices in our hands, and we are all alone in our rooms, and the devil's invite is there. The devil's invite is there. He's calling us, come, come, come. You never know when you'll get this chance again.
الشَّيْطَانُ يَعِدُكُمُ الْفَقْرَ وَيَأْمُرُكُمْ بِالْفَحْشَاءِ
He's commanding you to evil, and he's promising you poverty. He's promising you, perhaps you will not get this opportunity again. But remember, at that point, Allah promises you maghfirah. Allah promises you forgiveness. That turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Seek the forgiveness of Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. And you will receive not only that forgiveness, but you will receive fadla, extra, more from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is that extra and more from Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal? It is the blessing and the barakah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You find yourself at peace in your life. You find yourself adhering to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You find yourself moving towards goodness. You find blessing in your family. When you go home, things are okay. People are smiling, joyous and happy. And you find that you are completely at peace. And Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal gives you more. He gives you His favor. What happens when you have a haram deal in front of you? You begin to think, you know what? Let me just take this once. And let me do it just this once, because there is too much money here. But there is an interest factor involved. There is riba involved. So shaitan is telling you, take it. You will lose. You will become poor. You won't be able to get anything. This is a deal of a lifetime. But that is where the believer's consciousness kicks in. That is where he realizes that veil between me and Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal is simply that breath that I take. It stops and I'm with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I can do this deal now, and I can walk out from here and a bus eats me and I'm gone. And there I am with Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. That is the believer's reality. He doesn't only see the physical. He doesn't only see that which is in front of him. The money that is sitting on the table, let me just take it. No. He knows that above him and that person and the money and everything there is Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. He is watching. He knows. And if I leave this for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, من ترك شيئا لله عوضه الله خيرا من. The one who leaves something for Allah, Allah will give him better than that. Better than that 10,000, 20,000, 1 million that is on the table. Allah will give you better. Let's put the same scenario and say you leave that deal and you walk out and you drop dead. You are with Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal with a good deed, knowing that I was conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the nur hits you, the light hits you, and the peace hits you, and the mercy hits you, and you are now in Jannah and you are at peace with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You see how the believer has a different perspective. He is aware of the angels, the demons, and everything around him, everything else. And ultimately and most importantly, he is aware of Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. And similarly, You find that when there is an instance of fear and someone is threatening you, someone is telling you, we will do this to you, we will fix you up. Hey, if you speak up, this is what will happen to you. What does he remember? He remembers that ultimately it is 60 to 70 years. That is the average age of the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Even if I am to live up to 70, 80, 90, 100, 110, I have to go to Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. And he remembers, وَاتَّقُوا يَوْمًا تُرْجَعُونَ فِيهِ إِلَى اللَّهِ. And remember the day that you will return to Allah. ثُمَّ تُوَفَّى كُلُّ نَفْسٍ مَّا كَسَبَتْ وَهُمْ لَا يُظْلَمُونَ. And then every soul shall receive that which it has harvested, that which it has worked towards, and they will not be oppressed in any way. You will receive the goodness that you have done. The bad and the evil that you have done will be present if you didn't seek the forgiveness of Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not forgive you for that. So the believer remembers this and does the right thing. That decision and that moment influences the next decision that you will take, and the following, and the one after that. So try to make your decisions fearful of Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal, conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and hoping for his reward as well.